America. This land needs Jesus now. If he's confined within the church, its walls will crumble down. We must awake, we must arise for his kingdom to secure. We know the battle has been won. Yes, the victory is sure. America, America, the tide is rising fast. Now don't you think it's time now to remember your great past? America, America, now the tide can still be turned. Just open up your eyes and see the lessons to be learned. And see the lesson to be learned. Just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned.
You better
just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned.
You better
just open up your eyes and see the lesson.
And good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. It is Saturday morning once again, August 31st, 2024. So that means another month has gone by, but we welcome you folks out there and we thank you for joining us this morning. I'll bring the men on the line. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
And good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
And good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
And Paul, why don't you kick us off with a word of prayer this morning?
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to go out across the nation, Lord, and for the good news, the gospel, Lord, the declaration, Lord, that you do own this earth and is yours, Lord, and you set up heavens and laughs with what our enemies are trying to do. And we try to give encouragement to our fellow man at this time. It may not seem like encouragement because sometimes the truth just changes everything. And, Lord, we want truth out. We want your kingdom to come, just like Lord's Prayer says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on this earth. And we ask, Lord, that we would be a part and instrumental in helping our fellow man. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate that. Well, a lot of things have gone on in the last week. One of the things that was, I want to tell you that we did get the Dragon Slayer newsletter online version. It sent out. It went out first thing this morning. And so if you're on that list to receive that newsletter, you should have it. Should be in your inbox. I already did get some feedback from it, so appreciate that. It was good. It was the second part of the gun control pamphlet by Colonel Jack Moore, and just a fantastic little book. And I think that it was timely. I got a reply this morning. And this is, it said, in light of your Dragon Slayer, this is I wanted to share this with you. And it said, this is a very good article. And I looked at this, and this is from the Patriots Post. And it said, why the gun is civilization. And this was an article that was written back in 2007, but I think it's worth reading a little bit of it. It says, human beings only have two ways to deal with one another, reason and force. If you want me to do something for you, you have a choice of either convincing me via argument or force me to do it. Bidding under threat of force. Every human interaction falls into one of those two categories without exception, reason or force. That's it. In a truly moral and civilized society, people exclusively interact through persuasion. Force has no place as a valid method of social interaction, and the only thing that removes force from the menu is the personal firearm, as paradoxical as it may sound to some. When I carry a gun, you cannot deal with me by force. You have to use reason and try to persuade me. Because I have a way to negate your threat or employment of force, the gun is the only personal weapon that puts a 100-pound woman on an equal footing with a 220-pound mugger. a 75-year-old retiree on the equal footing with a 19-year-old gangbanger, and a single gay guy on the equal footing with a carload of drunk guys with baseball bats. The gun removes the disparity in physical strength, size, or numbers between a potential attacker and defender. And it goes on, and this is a good article, and I'll get it posted up on the Newswire later on, but I think it brings a lot of things to point. And I think that that's, you know, I think that that's, well, I, after reading Jack Moore's book, Firearms and Freedom, it just makes a lot of sense.
It absolutely does. There's a reason that Colonel Colt called his six gun the peacemaker. I mean, you know, and that was a, and it actually did, with, because of God's help. And I mean, God was behind all that, no doubt, but it also brought that equalization to the West. You know, I mean, things were, if you read some of the old stories, there were a lot of things back then that were really out of hand. I mean, it reminds me of that, peaceful, harmless, and violent statement. You know, all men can be, you can be peaceful because you're harmless, which is pretty low impact. I mean, if you're harmless, like peaceful, like, well, whatever. But the real trick is, or the real strength is, when you're capable of great violence, is in being peaceful. And through God, we are peaceful. But there is that element there. It's just really, that's a type of God. God is capable of great violence. Look at the flood. Look at Sodom and Gomorrah. Look at those things. But he seeks to be peaceful with his creation, and to have them come to him by choice to serve him through that. But, you know, there's also the flip side of that coin, right?
Yeah, and I think it ties into, and I know that it's, you know, I mean, we've talked about this a number of times, but, you know, this is something that's important, and it was important to Jesus, too. I mean, Luke 22:36, I'm reading from the New American Standard Version, but it says, and he said to them, but now whoever has a money belt is to take it along, likewise also a bag, and whoever has no sword is to sell his cloak and buy one. And, I mean, this the sword, no, we don't have swords like they did back in these times. But, you know, the sword is the modern day firearm, and, you know, and it's important. And, you know, there was times where they talked about it that back then, and they were, you know, reaching for their swords and pulling them out. And they asked, is it time? And Jesus said, no, it's not time. But there was a reason that that people are to be armed, because there is going to be a time.
The significance of Christ before they went to the Garden of Gethsemane. You know, that was one of the first questions he asked as they were getting ready to go up. He was going to do his vigil prayer. Does anyone have a sword? And they said, yes, Lord. And I'm paraphrasing, I'm not looking at it. But they said, yes, Lord, we have these two. And he said, that's enough, let's go. And the reason that was important wasn't because Peter cut that guy's ear off, okay, at the Garden of Gethsemane. If you know the story, if you don't, take a look at it, but Christ said, no, this isn't the time. It is given to me to do this now. The significance of the whole impact of that snapshot is the fact that Christ laid down his life for us in that while we were yet sinners. He was capable of violence. There was that violence issue there, but he willingly laid down his life for us. He didn't have to. They had the means there to defend themselves, to walk out of that garden, but he didn't do it. You know, he gave himself willing, and otherwise he would have just came and take and took it. You know, it would have just been like, what are you going to do about it? You know, so there's that element there of surrender to God's will. So I think that's it's significant. It's very important to the story.
Oh, it absolutely is, and it ties in, I think, with, you know, all those commands that were given. You know, when Jesus said, I send you out as sheep among wolves, but also that, you know, we are to provide for our own, right? And if we don't, we're worse than an infidel. And, you know, we talk about, oh, well, that means you have to work and provide. But, you know, safety and security is part of that provision. Going back, you know, to the settling of the West that you were talking about, Tim, and Sam Colt and his peacemaker, absolutely. You know, that's what helped settle the the West. That's what helped protect the families from wolves and bears and Indians and outlaws, those that are lawless. And it is no different today. You better, when seconds count, the police are only minutes away. And so if you've got that, that 19-year-old gangbanger like we're seeing, you know, in Colorado, it's made the national news. I got several texts and emails on it. You know, the armed gangs in the housing apartments, these are illegals. These are people that are not U.S. citizens that have firearms in the United States, which is illegal. Every state in the nation has laws against that. But yet, here they are, videos of them in Colorado, armed illegal gangs taking over these apartment complexes, forcing, not convincing, but forcing their way. And when it comes out, what does the queer governor say? Oh, it's all in your imagination. It's not even happening. And so it is happening. And I can tell you that there's people down there that are armed and defending themselves. You might not see it on CNN, but you can bet your boots that they are. But when this comes out, the powers that be, those that want to destroy America and disarm people like us, they just deny that there's an issue.
What happened was down in Aurora, Colorado, basically we've had Venezuelans that came in and they just basically armed, went in and cleared out an apartment complex. And, and heavily armed, handguns, rifles, shotguns, a lot of them, you know, and basically the blacks are getting pissed because there's so many, because they're getting kicked out. They're the ones that are getting kicked out of their apartments. And so they're making a big deal out of it. And, it could turn into a race war. I mean, somebody called up yesterday and said, we should just give the blacks some guns and, let them shoot it out. And, it's not a bad idea. But, basically it's like, okay, so since then, the governor came out and he said, okay, this is, it's not a big deal. There's really nothing going on. Meanwhile, the city of Aurora is they've went and filed all kinds of emergency orders. They've got the mayor involved in. Oh, they're going to the courthouse and they're filing papers. Well, that really doesn't help anybody when you've got armed illegal Venezuelans here kicking people out of their houses and basically stealing all their possessions. I mean, and posting guards outside. I mean, it's they've done a really good job at removing some of the video footage and some of the papers of it. But this is happening right here. I mean, this is an hour and a half from where I live, and it's a serious matter. And I mean, it's like it's here and it's happening. And if you don't have a sword, it's not the time to think about going and buying one. It's the time to have one and to know how to use it. And we've said that over and over, but it's important. I mean, it was important in the Bible. Derek, he chimed in and said the last commandment from Christ was to be armed. Enough said. And good point. I mean, it should. The buck should stop there. But, this is, the times that that Jack Moore and Pastor Peters and Earl Jones and the gentlemen that we had that were before us, they've been telling us about these times for a long time. And, I think that it was given to them for a reason, for them to share that with us so that we would take these things seriously.
Yeah. We have been warned. We have been notified. We've been told that, hey, this is coming. It's prophetic. It's, it's one of those things that most people could look down the road and say there's a whole bunch of stuff going on. I think that, and we have talked about for several years here also about the asymmetric warfare that's going on. And I know that right now we've talked here in the last couple shows, made some comments about the fact that they were changing the rules from the Supreme Court level. The Gun Control Act of 1960 is now seriously in question. They're talking about removing it, several different things like that. And I think that's, personally, I think that's God moving to protect his people to some degree, in a way. And but the other thing that I find interesting about the whole scenario is, of course, now the, what do we want to call it, liberal bleeding heart left is saying, well, you know, if everybody can have that, well, so can these immigrants. They ought to be, it ought to be legal for them to own it. But we see the difference here between godly men who are armed to justice, who don't use their liberty as a, 1 Peter 2:16 says to use our liberty as a, you know, bond servants of God. That means to serve, you know, what would God have us do with that? I mean, with those strengths and those protections, good things. We know that, right? And so, but these people that they're trying to, they're using them as their cannon fodder, if you will, for their change. I mean, they want to, they're out there trying to destroy, kill, do all the things that the Bible talks about, that, you know, kill, destroy, steal, buy. And they're using these people as their cannon fodder. And we see that going on all around. So it's like a, this is a major wake-up call. Hello, coming soon to a town near you, unless something is done about it. Because you could bet, just like we're watching or seeing what's going on over there, so are a whole bunch of other people, billions, literally, that they've got scattered all over the country. So this is not a small thing. This is not a... this is a, you know, heads up, powder dry, wake up call. I mean, really, to me, it's like you better sharpen up, because this is not a simple thing. And is it from God? Absolutely. It's time that he's training his people to get their eyes open, you know. So.
And I, well said, Tim. Will chimed in and said, the Babylonian bastards don't want us to be armed. My logic tells me that that's even more a reason to be armed. And then he said, the invaders are being used as agents of chaos. And that's, yeah, I mean, they use these agents of chaos, these illegals, I mean, to basically further their agenda and, you know, give a reason why. Well, we need to disarm everybody, because that's what they do. You know, I mean, it's smoke and mirrors. They come in and they say, oh, look at these illegals. They got these Venezuelans. They're armed, and this is what they're doing. And what is the problem? The gun is the problem. We need to take the guns away from everybody.
Yeah. That kind of goes totally against what history's taught us, huh?
Yeah, the other thing that's been going on, and it seems like it's in the news more and more and more, is this, you know, basically censorship. Elon Musk was talking about it, basically how they're, you know, they're just, you know, constantly on him to be censoring things. I saw this one this morning that says judge bans X in Brazil for refusing to comply with demands. It says, quote, as we previewed overnight, Elon Musk's ex has been ordered immediately suspended by Brazilian Supreme Court Judge Alexander de Moraes, citing the company's refusal to comply with legal order to censor the judge's political opponents. Officially, the ruling due to Musk's refusal to name legal representative for the social network, so on and so forth. But, I mean, it just, you know, it's one of those things that they want the censorship. They want the guns taken away. I mean, you talk about, you know, just this push, and that's what I'm seeing in so many different areas. And we've talked about it before, but it is more separation of goats and sheep and wheat and tares. And, you know, these, as I look at the picture of this judge that's, you know, sitting up there, you know, banning X from the country of Brazil, you know, you look at this guy, and this guy's a terror. And he's fighting for, you know, everything. Basically, he does not want his opponents to be able to get their point of view, their political opinion, out.
That's what communists do. That's how it is in communism, is that the state, you know, they dictate what's going on, and how dare you rise up against them. And you know, that's what we're seeing all over. You know, we've seen the disarming all over the world, and now we've seen the socialism, and now the communism moving in all over the world, and that's a great example of it. It really is.
Well, and I think it's really significant you mentioned goats and sheep, because that was kind of my next go-to, was the fact that I think that it's becoming more and more apparent to anyone who remotely looks that there's this major rift down through there. that's, you know, come and let us agree on a manner. That used to be kind of an axiom, you know. I mean, people would work it out, talk it out. But this divide is becoming much greater. I mean, it's becoming, it's now a God and not God, you know, or Antichrist and Christ. I mean, and we have this, and we've come to the point where there have been enough inches given, it's now miles, you know, and it's like, no. You know, Matthew 25:32 says that he will separate them from one another, the goats and sheep, just as the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats, and as the nations are gathered before him. And I think we're seeing that. I mean, so who do you want to be? Do you want to be a goat or do you want to be a sheep? You know, I choose sheep. But the thing is when we look at this kind of stuff, the shepherd protects the flock. The rams help protect the flock. These things go on, and we're looking at these people. They're just out for destruction. I mean, it's just like, and there's so many things going on all across the country on so many fronts. Can anybody honestly say, oh, well, there's no war? We're not, no, nothing like that's happening. I mean, and every day is a new escalation, you know what I mean? And whether it's an escalation of an inch or a mile, is still an escalation. I mean, I seen some videos there in Aurora. I think that was a Target storm, maybe, but they were out there running over people and crashing cars, and tearing stuff up and everything else. Does that sound like the America you grew up in? I mean, you know, where people were concerned for each other's health, safety, and welfare. And it occurs to me that the more the government talks, anything the government talks about doing is just the opposite. If they say, we're going to make this better, they make it worse. If they say, you know, we're going to get rid of that, now have a, you know, the war on drugs. We got more drugs and more everything else than we've ever had. You know, war on crime. There's more crime than there ever was. I mean, we're going to help these cities grow. They're going to try to help them. They kill them. You know, I mean, the list, I mean, look at Detroit. You know, pinnacle of financial development. It's a wasteland, you know. You cannot, they set themselves up as God and show us just what a destructive God. They are a God. They set themselves up as a small g God, but it's a destructive God, and it's all around you, and it's all around us, and we have to look at that, and, you know, it's like turn or burn. I mean, we say that all the time. We first article of warfare in a Christian's handbook is fear not, God is with us, and I think that that has to be our axiom. It's like, no. I'm not afraid. My God is with me. I'm not sure sometimes exactly what's going to get done, but he is. He's the general. He's the leader. And it always reminds me of that hymn that we used to sing when I was a kid, and I always liked that one. I don't know why. It just kind of touched something in me. Will you be enlisted as a volunteer? I'm not sure that's the title of the song, but, you know. I know that... speaking of Jack Moore, I know that Jack liked that song too because I've sang it with him at church. But it was just one of those things that it's going on. It doesn't matter whether you want to be part of it or not. You are. That's the way it is. So there you go.
Well, and you look at, yeah, I mean, Target closing 9 stores in major cities. I mean, this is old news. This isn't even new news, but, you know, they closed 9 stores in 4 states, claiming theft, organized retail crime have made the environment unsafe for staff and customers. And it's unstable business, unstable for business. It's happening all over.
You know, along with Target, you've seen a lot of the pharmacies have closed down in California. The Walgreens and the CVS and things that have done the exact same thing. The latest, this morning, Big Lots is looking to, they're the latest, you know, looking to go into bankruptcy and closing down stores. And that's what they're saying, that hey, we can't, you know, there's too much theft. There's too much crime. We can't compete, you know, when there's this lawlessness that's out there. And we're seeing it all over the country. It's not just in California, but it's in Indianapolis. It's in places in Tampa. It's in Denver. It's all over the country that these businesses are shutting down. It's not just the economy. I mean, the economy's in the tank. There's no doubt about that. It's tanking. It's falling down. But these, you know, these that were very, you know, you might say healthy business-wise, healthy retailers, and they're just, they can't, they just can't. And again, it's not just money. It's the crime and the lawlessness that that their hands are tied. You know, we've all seen the videos, the people, you know, pushing shopping carts into these stores and filling them up, and then just walking out. And there's, you know, the these blue states have just said, no, you know, it's a nonviolent crime. You don't do anything about it. Just let it be. And they see the business is closing. You know, San Francisco is completely, is almost shuttered. And it used to be, its biggest economy was tourism. And it's just all but shut down because of these things.
Yeah, it never really. I mean, we're seeing the fallout of COVID and a lot of these other things just now starting to come home to roost. I mean, as far as but the economy is simply the word I like to use is there's no spin. This business with the economy is it's a false economy. It's a false god because. And I think Paul brings that out a lot of times too. But the fact is that there is no money. There is no wealth. There is no, you know, it's all a big facade. And, they've got people chasing this imaginary ring that doesn't exist. And, it just goes on and on and on. So, and unfortunately the downside of it takes a while to show up sometimes, you know, I mean, people are, say, oh, well, let's do that. Well, the downside of doing that may not show up for 5 years, but when it does come home to roost, it's a pretty nasty situation.
Yeah, that's for sure. I know they Dollar General was also on the one that I just came out yesterday and said that they were closing stores due to same thing. They announced that yesterday, and you know, it's more and more. But I mean, you know, it's you know, like we've said so many times. I mean, we need to get back to the Word of God, and you know, this is you know, we got physical warfare that's taken place. We've got spiritual warfare that's taken place. You know, I've been, you know, telling people right now, it's like, you know, you read Psalms 83, and I believe that is the prayer that we need to be praying, because I think that's targeting these bastards that are you know, attacking us on the spiritual front and on the physical front. You know, there was a guy, I think it was yesterday or the day before, that was an MS-13 gangbanger who'd been deported several times, and, you know, just randomly starts shooting at cars, and I think it was Louisiana, or maybe it was Mississippi, but one of the two, and they said that he just shot up, I think it was a dozen cars, and then officers responded to it, and he started shooting at them, they exchanged fire, and finally arrested him. But, you know, this guy had been deported for all kinds of crimes already several times. I mean, they just, you know, let him back in. And you know, they keep coming here. They were talking about, you know, these Afghanis that got deported. And I can't remember I think they got deported from the UK just last week. And, you know, they loaded 20 of them up. A gentleman was telling me the story yesterday and how they loaded them up and they sent them back to Afghanistan. But when they got off the plane, they handed them $1,000 in cash. And they said, you know what $1,000 will buy in Afghanistan? And, you know, they were telling me going into some quite a bit of detail about it. But it was just, I mean, just what you would think is crazy. But, you know, I think that's why I think that we're seeing so many of these, you know, these separations. It is the wheat and the tares, and it's, you know, they're sticking their heads up higher and higher and higher. And I think that they know that they're losing their grip also, because people are waking up all across this country right now. I mean, there's people that I've talked to that I am hearing stuff come out of their mouth that I never thought I would hear come out of their mouth. They're waking up and they're thinking. And, you know, just this last week I was doing a big electrical job, and the electrician that was working with me, we were driving home from Laramie, Wyoming, and just him talking to me, it was like, Dave, what happened to you? I mean, Dave was one of these guys that, 5 years ago, I tried to get him to buy an AR-15, and he thought I was nuts. And we were driving down. We had my son in the back seat of a truck and everything like this. He turns to my son and says, "Yeah, your dad corrupted me." And he's like, Justice was asking him. He's like, "Well, what was the deal?" And he's like, "Well, 5 years ago, 6 years ago." He's like, "I don't know how long ago exactly it was." He's like, "I was one of those guys that I didn't think anybody needed one of those." And he said, "Really?" Dave said yes. And then I told him, I said, "Justice, you just got to remember that black rifles matter." And Dave he started laughing, and he said, "I was that guy." And it wasn't just about the gun issue, but Dave was one of those guys not too long ago that nobody needed one of those, and now he's got five of them. One's enough. But he was talking about the things that he's seeing in society and the things that he's seeing in politics. And, you know, it took a moving of the Holy Spirit to wake this guy up, because I had tried and tried to talk to him. I had let him ask questions. Something just changed, and I really believe that it had to have been the working of the Holy Spirit, because I don't think anybody could have got through to this guy. It's just an interesting fact, and I've seen that with a lot of other people, that people are, I mean, they're waking up, and it's, you know, they're waking up to that there is warfare being played out right before our eyes.
Amen. Well, the Holy Spirit is moving, and that's the good part, because, you know, just like you just said, you couldn't get to them, but you sowed a seed, and you keep sowing seeds, because, you know, a seed don't just come to fruition, you know, it takes time. You just tell the truth, and you're wasting your breath if you're going to argue with somebody that don't want to hear, but you still got to sow a seed, and it'll take a lot of words, just something, and actually a question works better than an argument. I went to see old Vance, the vice president, up in Big Rapids, about an hour north. He was there, and I never go to this stuff, but I went with my daughter, but I read his book. Now, he was raised in eastern Kentucky in poverty, and I mean, he knows what the crap of life is. I seen a thing on the internet the other day. Men used to have 4, 5, 6 children, sometimes. Now kids have 4, 5, 6 different dads, you know. it's not really funny,
it
but
isn't.
That's just what's going on. But the one thing that Vance said, this shit's got to stop, you know, and he's right on and stuff. I'm just telling you, this man came from, you know, his mother was a mess, but he just says he went to this college and became an attorney, which, you know, I guess, but that's what he is, but he's an investment banker too, but that's maybe just as evil. But this guy knows, you know, he didn't just go down with the rest of the crew in eastern Kentucky like they do in poverty and stuff like that. He did something with his life. Well, when he went to the Marines and they taught him discipline, you know, and discipline, you have kids that aren't disciplined today, and that's a basic of life. If you love your dog, you love your kid, you teach them what sit means. You know, it just, discipline is very important, and I never really had enough of it myself, so I'm kind of self-disciplined, and that's even more strong, because when you come to the truth that you need discipline, and the discipline is, you know, in reality is submitting to Christ's ways, is great stuff, and what we need is new preachers. You know, I got a book here within hand's reach of the political sermon of the American Revolutionary War. Now, these people knew the truth, and the Bible is the truth. There is no authority. You go back to all the stuff that we've been talking about. There's three things that are punishable by death. murder, rape, and kidnapping. Now, rape and kidnapping, that your life, I don't care if you like him or not, that life is sanctified unless he commits a crime worthy of execution. But you keep your hands off, you got a different opinion, and a lot of people have no respect for people whatsoever. Men are not a good bunch right now. You know, the responsibility comes down to the man. The woman is vulnerable. All of her, you know, she's just vulnerable, and you got to look out for her. And she needs a covering, whether she knows it or not. Well, I mean, we got a bunch of Jezebels today that are loose balloons. But Isaiah 4:1 says, in that day, seven women will come to a man and give me your name. I'll make my own living, but I need your name. I need your protection, that covering. But the church is dead. I mean, what we see today is it's absolutely worthless. In fact, it's deceiving. You know, that TC, that Total Christian Television, is the most dangerous thing on TV, because there's three things you'll never hear on there. You'll never hear what sin is. You'll never hear about baptism for remission of sin. And you'll never find out who true Israel is. And that is all by design, and they own it. And all the people that watch that, including my wife, you know, but that thing is treacherous. Because when you don't have those three things to bring your ground wire back on, you're lost. And like you said, your electrician, people are waking up. There will be a remnant. You know, you don't expect everybody. And it's all your obligation is to bear witness. You're not responsible for the outcome. You got to bear witness. Say, yeah. You know, who in this whole perversion of Romans 13, you know, when I used to come down to Bronson, I used to drive by that Edward Jones in St. Louis there, and I'll bet you it's a quarter to half a mile long, just all paper money castle. But it's huge, and there's just a huge amount of people that got tons of paper money, and they think they got something. They ain't got crap.
Hey, well said.
Yeah, they don't. They have it really, and they have Revelation 3:18-20. You know, I mean, God said, and I mean, that's like the end of the book. Hello, this is we're wrapping things up here. It says, you know, buy gold from me, and that you can become rich, and get white garments so that you're not naked, and oh yeah, eye salve to apply to your eyes so you can see. And then he said, those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. Therefore, be zealous and repent. And that word zealous means active, you know, work at it, fight, kick back. I mean, it's like, and repent of the things that we did before. And I see people doing the same thing that you guys are talking about. They're coming in and going, how do we, where do we go here? But the first answer is, if you don't have God in your life, if you don't have Christ as you're at the helm of your ship, you know, then anything you do is for naught. I mean, you can have all of the other things that you want, or that you think you need for defense, for food, for everything else. But without Christ, it's dross. You know, if you don't have those things, it's that order. Christ first, then the rest will be added unto you. He says, you know. So I mean, when we see it that way, it changes your whole operating paradigm.
Psalms 9:15-20 says, the nations have sunk down into the pit which they have made, in the net which they have hid. Their own foot has been caught. The Lord has made himself known. He has executed judgment. A wicked one is enslaved in the work of his own hands. The wicked will return to Sheol. All the nations who forgot God. For the needy will not always be forgotten, nor the hope of the afflicted perish forever. Arise, Lord, do not let mankind prevail. Let the nations be judged before you. Put them in fear, Lord. Let the nations know that they are merely human.
Amen.
That's one of my favorite verses. That's posted on my board when you walk into the office. You know, it's right there, wrote out. It's like, and I consider that an axiom of operation. Good one.
Yeah.
So America has a government it deserves. That's just all there is to it.
That's true.
But, you know, we're like the prodigal son. This pig pen, I don't want to go home to Christ. You know, let his kingdom reign forever. And, I've been in a pig pen long enough myself. This whole system is a pig pen. And it's destructive. It's thievery. It's everything. It's just not good.
No, and I think that that's what it's just important to remember that, like you said earlier, you know, that there is a remnant. There always is going to be a remnant. There's going to be a remnant of a remnant is what the Bible talks about. And, you know, thank God that, you know, I know that there's people out there. There's people that are out there that are waking up. We've got, you know, we've had some, you know, a few people that have, you know, written in recently and said, you know, take me off your mailing list. I don't want to hear your anti-Semitic garbage, blah, blah, blah. And they've, you know, called us all kinds of names and this and that. But then we've had a lot of people that there's people that we haven't heard from that in a long time that are getting active again. And, you know, they're wanting to share information. We've got new people that are coming on board that are ordering newsletters, that are ordering CDs. I mean, it's, you know, it's exciting. We've got people that have been calling in that want to do Bible studies and, you know, wanting to know, hey, where do I start? You know, what are the basics? What do I need to learn? You know, and, you know, it's been encouraging for me recently because, you know, people are asking, you know, okay, you know, just put together a plan. Tell me what, you know, what do I need to do and how do I start? But people are getting back to the basics and, you know, they want to learn from the foundation up. And that's encouraging. I mean, you see people that are realizing that, hey, you know, I ain't got this thing figured out, you know, and it, but I better get into warp speed and try to catch up or do something because things are changing. And, you know, people are realizing that it is that we're not going to change the political system without changing the sin problem, the religious problem that we have here in this nation. And, you know, I see it a lot. And, you know, that's exciting. I've had people that the people that are just have been asking for prayer recently. I think that, you know, I don't know, you know, what or why it is, but people are realizing that, you know, they need to ask for prayer more. And the calls and the emails that come in, that people that, you know, just call in and ask, you know, can you pray for this or can you pray for that? It's that's encouraging because people are realizing that, you know, prayer works.
Amen. Yeah, it is encouraging. You know, when you see correspondence from somebody and you look at the date and it's been 10 years since you've heard from them here at the ministry. And like you said, Jason, people that are getting back involved, realizing that, hey, if this is, you know, there is something here. And these are the foundations. These are the truths. And you know, it's even, let me tell you, even in some colleges and universities, and I understand how they are, you know, we've never pushed our children to go to college or university, but there's changes going on. We mentioned it real briefly last week, but a lot of the universities have backed off their DEI. They push this DEI, diversity, equity, inclusiveness. They push that, built departments, all this over the last few years. And many of them are kicking it out. They're shutting them down, and that's a good thing. That it shows a little more common sense coming in. And I don't know if you saw. I would encourage. I know we're almost out of time here today, but Google what's going on at Ohio State. They've had another revival, that was just started out as a get together and it turned into a Christian revival. And the guys on the football team, and Ohio State's not, you know, a small university. They bring out, some of their, their water therapy deals, fill them with water, and they're baptizing people and praising God. And so there's things going on that CNN is not pushing. And Fox News is not pushing because it doesn't fit their agenda. But, you know, as we've been talking, there are people waking up all over the nation to different degrees. People realizing that hey, I need to be baptized. And people realizing that these things that the government is saying is not, you know, it's lies is the bottom line. And they're realizing, like you said, Paul, that, hey, these things that the church, the churches are putting out are lies. They're not, it's not a full gospel. You know, it's just this, whether it's the prosperity gospel or this just nothing but this sloppy agape love, 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 love. You know, if it doesn't tie in with who was it, the Beatles or whoever, all you need is love. And it's like, no, that's not all you need. It's not. It's a lie. But that's what the Judeo-Christian false churches put out. And there's some that are waking up to it and saying, you know, that just ain't it. That's not what my word says. And they're going back to that Bible. That's that foundation, like you mentioned, Jason, that we've got to get back to. And that's something that Pastor Peters, Colonel Moore, Earl Jones, that's what they push. You listen to any of their messages, and they go back. They start at that foundation, and this is where it is, and you build it from the foundation up, the foundation of the truth of the gospel.
Well, you know, Pastor Peters made it really easy on us. We didn't have to do too much because he was doing it. You know, but now he's not here. No, we have to do it. You know, it kind of fell in our lap, but that's just the way it is. So if somebody wants that job, you shouldn't have it, because you, somebody that don't want us, the one to do it. You know, there's a few people who wanted to jump into scriptures and take the driver's seat and stuff too, but they weren't worthy. In fact, they were evil. And, you know, I don't feel worthy of anything, to be quite honest with you, but here we are. You know, I do know the truth, and I have to tell the truth, and it's powerful. And so many people don't know the truth. I mean, I don't even know where to start with some people. If they're not looking for it, I don't know how to give it to them, you know. I guess you can't, really.
Yeah, that's a freedom of choice thing, I think. And I think that it's significant, and we need to recall this. I just was reading in the Heritage Foundation just released a critique of DEI, which is, what is it, diversity, equity, inclusion. And Ford Motor Company's walking that back in a big way, Tractor Supply, Harley. Several of the others are like, whoa, wait a minute, we're backing off from this. We're going to back off. You know, this isn't working out for us. Now, that was, if you think that I believe that that's a moral imperative for those companies to do that, you'd be wrong. I mean, it's simply a financial imperative, but it's still encouraging to some degree, and it's significant to me that, you know, that what has been is what will be. I mean, our God's the same today, yesterday, and forever. And there's some things he didn't get over with, and DEI is one of them. But I know we believe that, but you look out there and see those things, those people, it's a significant destructive event. It motivates God to bring judgment and wrath upon his creation. And that's such things as, genetic manipulation. it's funny, you know, you've got gender manipulation, genetic manipulation, and all these things. When you start to manipulate that, either in reality or in psychology, perception, God just doesn't have any patience with that. And, I mean, Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. Noah's flood, the Noahic flood, was a result of that. There have been, you know, case after case after case in the Bible. So this judgment is coming. This judgment is coming down on the world because of these things. And I mean, it's not even maybe that's going to happen. It's guaranteed. I mean, God said that if he hadn't cut the time short, there would be no life left. And I think that's, to a certain degree, I think that's what we see. That doesn't mean, though, that his people aren't going to thrive, that they're not going to benefit, that they're not going to, because in Christ, all things are possible, and he takes care of us. But it's certainly, when we see these things, it's like, well, you should be able to see that train coming at the other end of the tunnel, you know, so you want to make sure you're on the walkway there so it can go on through and take care of stuff. You're okay.
Well, and I don't know. I just started looking at some of this. Robbie Starbuck, basically one of those guys that's out there. I don't know a lot about the guy, but he was out there. He's basically been just contacting these businesses and wanting to know their DEI information and where they stand on things, and basically just publishing it, you know. And boy, he's gotten a lot of backlash. I saw yesterday or the day before, it was like New York Times that quoted him, and they're like, Robbie Starbucks' campaign against DEI is failing, and it's not making any difference. Well, I think that they're trying to do damage control is what they're doing, because I think it is being effective, because you know there's a lot of these companies that are backing up and putting it in reverse and saying, yeah, we don't want to push these policies because people are voting with their dollars, and they're deciding when Tractor Supply is pulling this garbage, they're saying, okay, we'll find someplace else. You know, we'll go someplace else that isn't as woke as you guys are. And, people are talking about it. They're done with it, a lot of this garbage.
Well, yeah, the big box stores like Tractor Supply and all of them, Home Depot and all of them. The problem with that is all the profit goes to headquarters, and they're buying this country out from underneath us. You know, a local economy is there. You know, my dad knew that 60, 70 years ago.
Right.
That we need a local economy. You know, we had two little grocery stores in this town, and he wouldn't let my mother, Myers came in, the big chain store. He wouldn't let her go there. You got to keep support these local people. He knew that, but that's going to thing of the past now. Well, they got a better deal here. Well, you know, like my father-in-law said, you know, I can buy vegetables cheaper than I can raise them. I say, yeah, but the problem is your kids don't know how to garden, you know. And that's what I said to them, you know, because, yeah, everybody damn think it's about money. Well, money's an awful handy thing, but I'll tell you, lack of it fixes better things.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And there's been many companies, like Tim, like you mentioned, Ford is one of the latest ones to back off. They backed off the electric vehicles and the DEI, but Harley Davidson backed off of it. Jack Daniels backed off of it. Quite a few companies out there that are saying, nope, it's not working, because, like you said, Jason, they're seeing it in the pocketbook, and they're saying, this ain't working out for us.
Well, I think it says somewhere money fixes everything, and it really does. You know, how you want to spend it is what the issue is we're talking about here. You know, when you if you go into one of these malls and rent a store, it's just ungodly. The rent is, you got to have a lot of volume to pay that, and it's just not working. You know, it's coming to fruition, and it's really a good thing. Babylon's fallen, and that's really a good thing, because Babylon needs to go. And the thing of it is, you know, cut yourself off. I thought this for, you know, I drove without driver's license, all the other crap and crazy things I've done. I really believe it's a mental separation, because when crap hits the fan, you know, who's going to survive? You know, my faith ain't in this system, but yet I deal with it. And there's never a void, and something's going to take its place. That's just the way it is. You pull your finger in the glass of water, it fills in.
I agree. Well, and, you know, we are just about out of time. Do appreciate you men being on this morning, and we're going to do things a little bit different today. But, Paul, I'd ask you, why don't you close us out with a word of prayer this morning?
Heavenly Father, we pray that these words are of help to our friends, and they're not always sweet and rosy and everything like they say, Lord, but you will not be mocked. And, yeah, your hand is coming down upon us, Lord, and we just prepare us that we will endure to the end. And give us the strength to do that. It is a trying time, and we want your kingdom to come. We ask it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, men, for being here this morning. We thank you for joining us here on the Scriptures for America Worldwide Broadcasting Network, and encourage you to join us for church tomorrow by going to sfaw.org. Also, if you didn't get that Dragon Slayer newsletter, let us know. If you're not on the mailing list, let us know. Write to Jason at sfaw.org, and we'll get you put on that list. We send it out. We've been trying to get it sent out once a month in snail mail, and we also send it out on the email version. And so either way, let us know. Also, we've been sending out a lot of tracks on the Baptism Truths of the Great Commission. Fantastic little booklet that Pastor Peters put together quite some time ago, but we had to get that reprinted, and that's one that we offer for free. So if you'd like any of those information, like any of those resources, just contact us, and we'd love to hear from you. Good day, folks.
When the British armies came from across the bounding main to attack our native shores in their sailing ships of war to establish tyranny by the orders of a tyrant king. Paul Revere cried his alarms and the people took up arms and they fired up their guns and the Greens of Lexington. Soon the battles would be won and the bells of liberty would ring. Those men who fought to keep us free.